Right, something very, very different is going to happen at the Olympics in Paris this year. A new event has been added. Breakdancing, some will call it, at the Olympics. They're going to be calling it breaking. It is the only new sport that has been added. And we thought we'd take a look at how breakdancing, breaking competitions actually take place, but also meet one of South Africa's hopefuls who is really, really doing her all to get to the Olympics. Courtney Paul is a South African breakdancer who's had great success, including winning the 2021 Red Bull BC1 competition. That's 3 years ago, and she's with us now on the line. Courtney, welcome, and thanks very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, and also I won this year as well.
Okay, thank you. The article I look at is out of date.
I just had to make sure, you know.
No, thank you. It's an important update, and well done. Well done on achieving that. So tell us, between now and the opening ceremony at Paris, what needs to happen for you and perhaps other South Africans to be among the people at the opening ceremony?
Sure, it's kind of like we're at the end of the journey almost, but there's still so much that needs to be done. So over the last 3.5 years, we've been on the journey to qualifying for something called the OQS, which is the Olympic Qualifier Series. Next month, I am in Shanghai, and the following month in Budapest. There's only 2 South Africans that have qualified to go to the OQS, and this is the last top 40 in the world where they will pick the last 10 slots for the Olympics. So yeah, I just need to do my best in these last 2 events and then hopefully get the call and be on the first flight out.
Tell us how it's scored. I mean, I was getting my head around it. Is the comparison figure skating? Is it floor exercises, as my colleague Tsegofatso pointed out to me a little bit earlier? Is it equivalent to floor exercises in gymnastics? What are the judges looking for?
It's a little bit different, or actually it's a lot different. I would say the biggest factor that breaking has from other sports is the fact that there's a DJ involved. So there's
right.
this very big, almost freestyle element to it, where as prepared as you can be, you just don't know what the DJ is going to play. You
oh, wow.
With a song on a USB, you know, you can't ask to restart. And of course, it's one-on-one, so it's me versus you. And we go round for round. So the scoring has been specifically developed for our sport by obviously people who have been within the space for a long time and understand what the dance is about. So there is a very big physical element to it, so the execution of things, and then obviously how does the music come into play, the level of how you do things, are
right.
you the variations. It's quite an interesting and intricate system. And I think people are going to really be in for a shock, because I know a lot of people think breaking or breakdancing is such an olden day thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once they realize what it looks like now, they're going to be blown away.
Yeah, and then there are people like me who don't think it's old at all, but happen to think it's new. And we're obviously, I'm completely wrong too. Tell me this. I mean, in diving, for example, you get points based on the difficulty of moves. And by the way, anyone involved in diving, you think I might be getting this too simply or plain wrong, feel free to call in. Does breakdancing give score based on specific moves, or is it more overall complexity of the routine?
So there's more. It's more like sliders. So I'm not sure if you've seen like a DJ mixer, for example.
Right. Right. Yes.
So each judge has, I would say, an iPad or something, and the system is on there. And as you're dancing or as you're competing, they move the sliders for the different variables up and down. And that's how the system essentially spits out what your overall score is. But it's comparative. So it's not just if, because also a lot of people can do the same stuff, right? So I can
right.
do a backflip, you can do a backflip, but how do I do it? What was the creativity I put on it, or the execution, or how did I marry it with the music? How did I enter or exit? So if you're battling me, it's really a thing of, did I have better execution than you? Was my just details better? Was my musicality better? So that slider will move up and down based on what they're seeing in front of them, in terms of you and I, as opposed to you know, what I did in a round before or what they know I'm capable of. It's just exactly what's happening in front of them and comparing the two competitors.
So you've got to go to Shanghai, you've got to go to Budapest. One of your challenges would just be getting over jet lag and lots of time in the air. But how do you prepare? Because I had no idea that you hear the music for the very first time as you hit the floor. What does preparation involve? Presumably you are already extremely fit and supple, but what else?
Honestly, it has been... Besides the jet lag and all these different things, we're competing against people who have done this for generations, you know, who have access to certain facilities and supports within their teams, their countries, the different kind of trainers. It's quite an intense battle, but I think I've done everything that I can. You know, I've got advisors, I've got coaches, some of them based in the UK, multiple trainings a week that consist of, yes, dance training, but also... technical training, strength and conditioning, flip training, which is me in an actual gymnastics gymnasium. And then obviously, you know, things that speak to my stamina. There's so many different things that come into play where I'm training sometimes 5 to 6 days a week, full day. And then trying to still, you know, make time for everything else that I do. Of course, I'm a DJ, I'm in media. So we have to juggle all these things, you know, because of the lack of support that athletes generally have within the space. So it really is quite a struggle.
Well, thank you, Courtney. A really fascinating conversation. You're in Shanghai from the 16th to the 19th of May, I believe. We'll be wishing you the very, very best of luck. Budapest in the second last week of June. All the best to you, and I'm sure you're going to do yourself and South Africa proud. Courtney Paul, South African breakdancer looking to qualify for the Olympics. And boy, is it competitive. There are 80 of these athletes who are competing, and there are only 14 places that are available to take part in the upcoming Olympic Games, breaking part of the Olympics for the very, very first time ever. We'll keep you updated on how Courtney does.